And yes, we are good to go. I'm Sharif Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Disso. Good morning.
We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube, so let's dig in very quickly now. We're going to start with the Punch, page two of the Punch has a story here. Travel ban, Nigeria, UK may clash. FG alleges action discriminatory.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, question number one. How many African countries were given, you know, have been banned, you know, have their citizens been banned? I don't think they're up to 10. Ghana has not been banned. Togo, all these other countries. That's number one. Number two is, what does the United Kingdom have to gain or lose by banning passengers from Nigeria?
Right.
It's very clear. They have more to lose than to gain.
Do they?
Yes.
They lose more?
They lose more.
Okay.
Yes, because what do they gain? They lose more. Apart from now this apartheid, all the political side of things, there's also the financial side where, you know, they depend on foreigners to bring in, you know, during Christmas, spend a lot of money.
That's right.
The airlines.
That's right. The holiday makers.
The holiday makers. The yes, the airlines.
Yeah, the airlines.
A plane that left Nigeria yesterday directly to the UK had only 37 passengers instead of 300. So there is a lot to be lost. Now, let us look at this thing critically and not emotionally. The question, the problem mainly is this. Nigeria's policy on COVID-19 and the actions taken therein since the inception have not been clear to the whole world. Canada said they will not recognize the Nigerian test result. Why? Because it is common knowledge that they have been compromised. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is common knowledge that they have been compromised. The issue clearly is this. Nigeria has a credibility problem.
Yes, we do.
We have it. And yesterday, just before I slept, I did myself a disservice. I didn't know it was going to affect me. Something popped up. Professor Tomori, the renowned whatever, was at a conference.
Yes,
and
he was.
He broke down in tears completely. He broke down in tears. And I ended up myself, I had a disturbed sleep. We need to look at ourselves in the mirror. All this noise that the Nigerian High Commission uses a word and says this is travel apartheid, completely unexpected of an ambassador.
Yeah,
we should stop disgracing ourselves and making ourselves a public nuisance in instances like this. Lai Mohammed's argument shows that he doesn't have a clear understanding of how things go. He says that the decision of Britain was based on discrimination and prejudice and not science so far because no one had died of the Omicron strain. Are you going to wait till somebody dies of that strain? That notes that. And that he said that it was obvious that many in the West were upset that their predictions on COVID-19 infections had failed to matter. That's an infantile argument.
It's unnecessary.
It's very embarrassing.
That part.
Very, very. That part is completely. You see, because whilst other these European countries have spent money, don't forget that these vaccines at the end of the day are commercial, whatever. They spend money vaccinating their people.
That's right.
You are waiting for leftovers. You're waiting for leftovers. The money that you put into the system that you're supposed to use to fight, they can trace the money. And they know some of that money has come back to them. Ah, the money these guys are supposed to use for this, look at it in this account. What do you think the world is? The world is watching you. Now, the governor of your most popular state, leading state, in the middle of this pandemic now, also says he wants to have a walk. And you think nobody notices these things? Why has Ghana, the president of Ghana is on record, took control of his negotiations with Pfizer when it was time for his people to be vaccinated? Did you see Ghana on the list? So why do we keep... And then Alhaji Mohammed says that if somebody who is a Nigerian holds a British passport is allowed to enter Britain, he is as risky as I am. Is it the passport that now reduces the risk? Alhaji, the United Kingdom owes its citizens an obligation to open the door for them. That's why they say only British citizens, because their laws do not allow them, shut the door against their own citizens. Mm. It's not any apartheid. Do you get what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
So, and even for those citizens, if you have to go to the UK now from Nigeria as a British citizen,
it is still mandatory.
It's going to cost you 2,400 and something stay in a hotel for 11 days.
And you know how much that is?
In one room. You're not going to be going to the swimming pool of the hotel. Mm-hmm. You're going to stay in one room. So, Alhaji, the argument for that is very simple. It is that they cannot shut the door against their own citizens. So we need to look at these things critically and adjust ourselves inwards. Apparently, one of the stories I heard yesterday was that there were a group of 2-3 Nigerians who came. Mm. They tested negative for COVID. On arriving in the UK, they had claimed they had been vaccinated.
Yeah.
On arriving in the UK, they caught COVID. Further examination showed that they had no form of vaccination either. So it put a question mark on the certificate.
I was going to add that. I mean, Nigerian government officials can shout and make noise all they want, but this is the blowback of not having structure.
Yes, I'm not being honest.
Of a weak system, where you think that you can get away with anything and everything. You don't know that you're not alone. Of course, you know that you're not alone in the world, but this is what you face. Now you're shouting because most of you cannot go, most of you cannot do anything about what is happening. You use the word apartheid as if the world will come to an end once you flash that word. Mm-hmm. It's just, you can't blackmail the world.
It makes us look like crybabies. You know, your hand has been caught in the cookie jar. You say it was because you were hungry that you did it. Look,
we've kept shouting about weak system.
In the system you have in Europe, in America, and so on and so forth, every single action that goes on concerning a particular subject, there's probably a department assigned to it to watch the things that you're doing. Isn't this like, for example, that we're telling our governor, please don't do that work now? He sends a wrong signal. Don't forget that it's the same government official that said one time that only 2-4% have been vaccinated. Okay, how many people have been vaccinated now? Do you have the figures? Can you get it at the touch of a button? So, all said and done.
They said less than 3%. Less than 3%.
See, let's tell ourselves some home truths and not disgrace any further. The United Kingdom, I repeat, has more to lose in reality. It is true that maybe on the other side of things, the whatever was hasty. Even they're being criticized by their own people. But the reasons therein for this kind of action in the first instance that doesn't affect Ghana, it doesn't affect Benin Republic, it doesn't affect some other countries, Nigeria, South Africa, both of you have the same corruption index. That is the truth. That is the truth. People who are even vaccinated here, by the time they take their whatever for validation, some shows one vaccination, some shows none at all. And you do have people who have not even been vaccinated that have this certificate. So they can't even depend on that.
I mean, you have people that have been vaccinated, fully vaccinated, but on getting there, it doesn't show that they've been vaccinated.
It doesn't show that they've been vaccinated.
What kind of system is that?
I can't. If I put down, I got what vaccinated. What kind of system is that? If I put it on now, in less than 2 minutes,
your record will come up.
Immediately, it's on your phone. It's on your phone. And this is not, go and find out how it was done in Ghana. You see, I'm looking forward in Ghana, it was the president that led the team. He took the action hand on. What happened here? We're dilly-dallying between this and that and second government. Everything we do is ceremonial and no action at all. So this is an indication for us to go back to the drawing board.
Right.
In 2023, we need a very active president. We need a president who is quite aware, fully, of what is going on in the world, and is not given to ceremonial, rather is given to action-based things. And this is where corruption has led us to.
Exactly.
If you need to listen to Professor Tomori, yes, the man, he broke down completely.
Oh, what a
he
shame.
Broke down completely, and I'm trying to see if I can get him in. He was a sight to look at. How did my country? He said he was number 34 of his father's children, and it was a Awolowo's policy on free education that got him from primary school all the way to becoming a professor. And so he was asking, what has happened to us as a country? And he felt pride. Professor Tomori is world-renowned.
Yeah.
He felt ashamed that the certificate of vaccination that some Nigerians are carrying cannot be verified.
Yeah. And it's so sad.
So let's stop lying to ourselves. Our leaders should not embarrass us. A high commissioner should, you know, he should go through the rudiments of public speaking.
Mm.
You don't use words like that. There are some words you don't use. Apartheid is one of them. You don't use words like that, in whatever form.
The world will cringe once you use apartheid.
I mean, as the ambassador.
And they will now lift the ban.
Yes. As the ambassador, what you expect, all this bravado is like a thief being caught and he's saying, yeah, you know. What we expect from him is that we hope we'll be able to resolve this thing. I'm sure there's a misunderstanding somewhere. He said, you go and say it is apartheid. That's not diplomacy, my friend.
Mm.
Okay.
David on YouTube says, we need responsible and competent persons to be in leadership. These guys just use propaganda to get to office without having the required skills.
You think it's the same propaganda you use to fool Nigerians and program us and let us clash amongst ourselves?
Mm.
The world is very clear. These people are very clear what they want and what they don't want.
Hmm.
Okay.
Let's go to the Vanguard newspaper. We're going to pick up this one on page 7 of the Vanguard. Oromoni's death. Police interrogate 3 Darwin College students. It comes with some writers. School should tell the truth. That's the father. Family lawyer Falano demands coroner inquest. Nance sets up committee, takes up case. Sylvester's death, heartbreaking, so old his wife. Parents explain why she withdrew her son from Darwin College. As Eva faults non-suspension of principal. These are the writers.
Yes. This is an unfolding case that seems to have been bungled, from the beginning.
Hmm.
From the day the boy died, the police should have moved in immediately. Immediately. And by now, we should be having a police report of some sort, and we should be able to know who are the suspects in this matter. It is being rumored that 1 or 2 of the students suspected in this matter, 3, have been taken, they've gone abroad during when they're supposed to be in school. That in itself is suspicious. I believe the parents of those students should be arrested because they are possible accomplices. The students couldn't have bought the tickets themselves, so they should question them. They should let us know them. And then you question them, why did you send this child abroad? It's not holidays yet, and so on and so forth. It's suspicious. Child is suspected. You send him abroad. But yesterday it says that the police, that is if what we hear is anything to go by. But the police interrogated 3 Darwin colleges just yesterday. And this issue has been on for about a week. Okay, I have a lot of sympathy for the father, and I'm glad he has Femi Falano to guide him. If the Nans have set up a committee, I would say they tarry a while. It's a criminal case. Okay, it's not a committee thing. Hey guys, it's a criminal case. Just stay back. Get a lawyer to one of you who is a lawyer to keep watching the case, and liaise with Femi Falano, who of course is an activist. The school keeps insisting that let me read this. In their response to students, the Darwin College management in a statement claimed the deceased sustained injuries while playing football. The school should not be doing that. The school rather should be helping the police unravel, and therefore they should say, let us wait till we have the autopsy. The autopsy will determine the cause of death. If the school keeps saying that this is what it is, if it turns out that that is not what it is, then they are suspected accomplices. Then they are trying to cover up something. What I expect a responsible management of a school to say is, we are aghast at what has happened.
Yeah.
Let us get the medical records and let the police investigate, and we will aid them in any manner possible, rather than insisting that the boy died from football. when there is a video that showed him, you know, saying that he was fed some kind of substance and so on and so forth. The school denied that Sylvester had been bullied or attacked by some students in the school and said it carried out a preliminary investigation. In the case of death, preliminary investigation, you should have invited the police immediately, but let's leave that. Whereas officials claim that there was no case of bullying, adding that it has policies. Listen to this argument. Mm. Very infantile.
Yeah.
It has policies that are strongly anti-cultism. That doesn't mean you won't have cultism.
It doesn't.
You will have the policies. Mm-hmm. There could be a way around it. Mm. So I think that and Mrs. Sanwo-Olu, it is heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking. It is just another symptom of things that have gone wrong in our country. It is heart-breaking.
Yeah.
A parent here says, why I withdrew my son from Dowen College, Nikki Ufundu. She said she withdrew her son from the school because of this. Now, to general terms, you need to be careful where you put your child. In fact, like Uche from Ikeja, I think I heard his voice, he was saying that maybe this is not even a time for you to put your child in school.
Right.
The other thing is, be careful of proprietors of schools. Don't just dump your child in a school because it's expensive and the son of Minister A is there or the son of Minister B is there. Indeed, if you look carefully, there are some well-structured public schools. So you need to be careful. Before you put your child in school, find out who the proprietors are. Are they educationists or businessmen? Don't put your child in school because the dormitories are air-conditioned and quote and unquote, you don't want your child to suffer the way you did. Forgetting that, had you not suffered the way you did, you wouldn't be where you are today. So let's do some deep thinking when we are making up our minds as to in which school we want to put our students. What do you want to give your child? A life of constant protection to go and stay with some spoilt brats? I would, for example, I'd be very unwilling to put my child in a school that has a lot of our elite children. Because when you go to their PTA sometimes, you'll be amazed at what their parents are saying. They have all money but no brains. You know, so you need to be careful. You need to be very, very, very careful. I'd first of all recommend institutional schools by churches and things like that. Maybe that is a slightly better option. But all these big schools, you need to be careful. Who is the proprietor? What does he or she want from that school? Is he a Taisholani or is he a businessman who wants to make all the money in the world and bribe you with all kinds of things? So we need to be very, very careful. And may his soul rest in peace.
It's quite unfortunate. Really unfortunate. The issue of Kieran, a pupil in Premier Academy in Abuja, has not been resolved. She was raped to death. A condom was seen in her genitals, and that has not been resolved. The same way the school has tried to cover up everything. The issue of Don Davies at the Catholic school, a young boy who was allegedly sodomized as well, that one is in court. Then you begin to wonder, why are our children now endangered in our school? And that these are just private schools. What is happening in public schools? There are young gangs, cultists in public schools. Bullying is like an everyday thing now. It's always been there, no doubt. But it's worse off now.
You want me to react to what you just said?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. We have a new set of elites that have nothing between their two ears. A lot of them. I'm sorry to be that insulting this morning, but we need to look at ourselves in the mirror. It's all money but no brains. Look, we have had loads of cases where schools discipline a child and the parents come barging in, some coming with mopole, coming with all kinds of things.
That's right.
And then the school proprietors can't stand their grounds. They're running a business. You couldn't do that with the late Taisho Lani. Look at the schools, the people who set up schools, they're there, a lot of tutorials, the Taisho Lani and so on. You couldn't do that kind of nonsense with them. Taisho Lani probably came out of the school. So we are the problems. We're spoiling our children. Look, when I say that the use of the internet needs to be monitored, these are part of the things that you get. Porn sites are everywhere, all kinds of things. These things you sometimes see online, encouraging these small children. You see, the world we live in, like Uche said, is such that you need to narrow down on your child. You need to make that sacrifice. First of all, you need to discipline yourself. If I had, God forbid, if I had a child who
did you say that?
Yes, I did. Okay. If I had a child who was involved in that, I'd be the first person to match him to the police station.
Yeah.
How many parents can do that?
Yeah.
In this current dispensation.
I read a lady's account of how her child complained to her that nobody was playing. I mean, a little child, a little girl, nobody was playing with her at school. Then she called the school and she went to school to go and visit the child. She called the school that she was coming. So they asked her to come and she told them the reason she was coming. And then she went to the school, you know, went to the classroom, gathered everybody in the classroom and asked them why are they not playing with, let's say, Emanuela is the name of the child. And all of them now started saying that Emanuela beats them. So apparently the little girl was bullying the rest of them. So she now had to scold the little girl and advise her that this is not nice. This is not nice. You can't do this to your colleagues or your mates and everything. And she said she will not do it again in the presence of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of them hugged and that was it.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to expose some of the things because my kids are grown now.
Yeah.
But they knew they had a fiery father.
Hmm.
Oh yes, they might ask them, put them in the corner where nobody will hear. They say that man is. They thought I was a madman. It's later in life that I would not tolerate. I'll be the first to expose you. I will be if you have a child first second times it doesn't stop pilfering. He's going to end up in the police station.
Right.
That was the way I was trained back in the day. And back in the day, not only my parents trained me, the neighborhood. The likes of Pa Gabriel, Pa Ogunbi, Pa Macaulay, all these Pa Pereira, they run you down, can you, and take you. But we've lost everything. We've lost everything. We have a new set of elites. It's just about money. Clothes, designer perfumes, cars, women.
There was a video of the parents that I saw. The parent was saying that the children were so spoiled that they call the housemasters by their first names. They give the housemasters their ATMs to go and withdraw money for them.
Yes, sir, because most of our professionals have become beggars. How much do you pay the house? I'm not saying that's an excuse. How could you look my housemaster Adeloye? How could you look him in the eye? You want to stand in front of him? I'm looking at you. I give him ATM to go and collect money. But the housemasters these days have become beggars. Even in the university, the lecturers that even want to have something with the girls is the girls that pay for the hotel and then buy Bonvita and Milo to replenish Baba's strength and so on and so forth. We have a dysfunctional. Look at what is happening at the top.
Yeah.
You can't even own up. You can't even feel disgrace. You are talking about appetite. All these things stream down. We are responsible. We adults are responsible for what these children are doing. We are the ones that are setting examples for them. They read papers. They watch videos. They see everything the adults are doing. If you have a father who is a politician and half the house is filled with thugs and so on and so forth, what do you think that child would be? If you are a bank MD and the house is full of Mopole and all these people, your house is full of, what kind of child do you think you will produce? Then when the child is 10, you throw him to the United Kingdom and bind him to the Philistines there. We need to think. We need to think. And in the midst of all this, I can tell you, if parents apply thought to what they're doing, your child can get away from this mess. It's tough, but it's going to take a lot of discipline.
Yeah, it will.
And you do not love a child by spoiling that child.
No, that's not showing
love. You cannot be giving sugar to a diabetic in the name of love.
That's not showing love. That's not showing love and care at all. Well, I'd like to also apologize. It wasn't the Don Davis thing. It wasn't Catholic. It was a Deep Alive Church. I remember now.
You know, when I heard that, I shrank where I was. Because to be honest with you, if I remember the Patrick Doyle's, by the way, Patrick, congratulations, his old student, St. Finbar's, is now their president.
Yeah.
If I remember those who came from St. Gregory's and so on and so forth, and up to now, Pan-Atlantic University, you know.
Yeah.
Pan-Atlantic University, don't let me advertise them, but I mean, hey. So when you said it was a Catholic school, my mind, I said I would ask you after, but now that you've said it's
a Deeper Life Church.
Deeper Life Church.
The case is in court right now.
Yeah, so we can't talk about it.
It's in court right now. But we must go. That's one thing
we just did two.
Two stories, yes. Look at the rest of the papers. What's coming up at nine?
At nine, you know, Jandor and Co have moved to. So we're going to talk to Jandor. Okay. We're going to talk to the APC, the publicity secretary in Lagos. We are going to talk to the APC. We can't get to Bodejord because he's in Europe. Okay. And we're going to talk to Prince Adesanya. Then we are also going to talk to Fuad Oki.
Okay.
Because why is Fuad Oki? People think that Jandor is the forerunner for Fuad Oki. So we are going to ask Fuad Oki only one question.
All right.
Are you going to the PDP? You get the answer at 9 o'clock.
All right, then. Thank you, Lagos. We'll be right back.
Hello. This is a public service announcement to our dear customers that don't have enough.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. And on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info.